"How far is Thornfield Hall from here?" I asked of the ostler.
"Just 2 miles, ma'am, across the fields."
My journey is closed, I thought to myself. I got out of the coach, gave a box I had into the ostler's charge, to be kept till I called for it, paid my fare, satisfied the coachman, and was going. The brightening day gleamed on the sign of the inn, and I read in gilt letters, "The Rochester Arms." My heart leapt up. I was already on my master's very lands. It fell again. The thought struck it. Your master himself may be beyond the British Channel, for aught you know. And then, if he is at Thornfield Hall, towards which you hasten, who besides him is there? His lunatic wife. And you have nothing to do with him. You dare not speak to him or seek his presence. You have lost your labour. You had better go no farther, urged the monitor. Ask information of the people at the inn. They can give you all you seek. They can solve your doubts at once. Go up to that man, and inquire if Mr. Rochester be at home. The suggestion was sensible, and yet I could not force myself to act on it. I so dreaded a reply that would crush me with despair. To prolong doubt was to prolong hope. I might yet once more see the hall under the ray of her star. There was the stile before me, the very fields through which I had hurried, blind, deaf, distracted with a revengeful fury tracking and scourging me on the morning I fled from Thornfield. Ere I well knew what course I had resolved to take, I was in the midst of them.